guys, welcome to What If Podcasts. And today, I think me and Chloe have some apologizing to do because this is the longest amount of time we haven't uploaded.
This is the second time this has happened to us.
Yeah, no, it's mostly been because of my fault because I just had school and I was on my last semester and it got really stressful, but we also literally, I don't understand why, but August, November, October, and December are the most months that we have birthdays in our family.
And I just celebrated my birthday.
Yeah, you don't want to say how old, do you? Because you're old.
Yeah, everyone who's ever listening, I'm 63 years old.
And I'm 2 years old. Okay.
With 500 kids under his belt.
Well, by the title of the podcast episode, you could probably tell that we're doing what if everyone farted at the same time?
Now, heads down, I did not pick this.
Yeah.
Okay, just warning, if you want to blame someone, blame him. Not me. I'm innocent.
Oh, by the way, Chloe, I gotta tell you something.
You're pregnant again.
I wanted to tell you on the episode so our listeners can hear your reaction. We got 200 listens.
Wait, what? Really?
Yeah, I
That's
checked it.
fucking cool. I haven't
Yeah.
logged in to it at all. Oh my gosh. 200's
And
a lot to me.
I was about to say how much money we've made, but not on this.
Legit. I have not talked to 200 people, so 200 people listening to me is a big deal.
Yeah,
Yeah,
definitely.
I'm
That's
what is it
literally
called,
the
Brody?
size of my school.
Legit. I'm an introvert, is it called?
Yeah, introvert.
You're introvert. I'm an introvert.
I'm
I just
yeah, I'm
sit
an
at home
omnivore.
all day playing video games.
Anyway, should I get started? Finally, we're 2 minutes into the podcast and I still haven't started.
Yeah. By the way, guys, whatever he's gonna say is news to me too.
Yeah. Anyway, everybody farts and it's no secret. Oh, by the way, I forgot to say, we're getting this information from whatifshow.com. Credit to them.
Yeah.
Everybody farts and it's no secret and they're smelly, gross, and
Yeah, the
embarrassing.
silent ones are deadly, eh?
Yeah. But what if instead of trying to hide our flatulence, we all just let it out? So instead of hiding our farts, we just let it out. What if everyone on Earth decided to fart at the exact same time? What
Nothing
areas would
will
protect
happen.
the most? You think nothing will happen?
It's just a fire. You'll probably smell them, that's it.
Well, what do you think lighting a match will do?
The people who smoke will probably be burnt.
No. Yeah, and how
If they
bad?
have heaps of people around them.
Wait, what? Okay, people fart on average 12 to 25 times per day. I swear I don't fart that much.
Oh, today I haven't even farted once, so. Or maybe I'll
Producing a
let it out
daily.
when I'm all asleep. Who knows?
Maybe. Producing a daily total of just over 1 liter of gas. That means a year we make 365 liters of gas.
Wow.
That's
Put
a
that
lot
in a
of
tank.
fart. Okay. Some people make close to 2 liters. Oh, damn. Luckily, the majority of them don't smell, but the rest of them definitely do.
Oh,
So, what
yeah.
would happen if the world decided not to fart for a single day and 7.8 billion people released a massive trouser trumpet at the exact same time?
Don't know, you probably smell and just hear a trumpet go on. That's all you. Oh, that's all that would happen.
Should we talk about what farts are made of?
Your shit shits.
Your fart is made up of six different gases. The majority of it is nitrogen, then we have some hydrogen, carbon dioxide, and who could forget oxygen?
So it's not your shit shit.
No.
Oh, that would have been cool if it was your shit shit.
Yeah, by the way, guys, if you hear something, it's my bed because my bed's very squeaky.
Yeah, and if you hear my fan, it's my fan.
And
It's still hot here.
not surprisingly, we're poor. We still don't have a studio, but hopefully one day we do. Anyway, but there are two other gases that aren't as common in your everyday stinker. Depending on your diet, you might have methane in your farts. This is a chemical that makes your fart flammable, and next, there's sulfur. This is what produces a fart's vile smell. I know sulfur is very dangerous in large amounts.
So you're
Large
telling me my brother has that gas in him the whole time, and he's just
amounts.
given us muffins?
Yeah.
You telling me when my brother does a muffin on us, I breathe it in that? Man,
Sulfur, yeah.
gonna have to start kicking him up the ass if he keeps doing that.
All these gases being released into the air at the same time can't be good, can
Yeah, I can.
it? No, it can't. If we all knew something like this was going to happen, we could prepare for it. Everyone on the planet could position themselves so they're not smelling too many gross farts.
Yeah,
You
just
could
go in a
hide
bunker.
out in a field or on a balcony, hoping to avoid the main stink of the gas. And some people could prepare by eating lots of dairy or beans to help them produce the loudest and smelliest fart they've ever had.
What about people who are under the oceans? Just little bubbles rise.
Bop. Oh God, imagine if all fishes farted at the same time. Just
Oh
the
my
ocean comes up
gosh.
big bubble.
Oh my gosh.
Imagine like on the news you see like a warning like everyone is
Warning.
about to fart. Everyone get in your places. Get away from
And
the
there's like a
gases you're
timer in the corner counting down from 10,
about.
9,
Yeah.
8.
The news report is just getting gas masks on.
And sirens go off like the tornado sirens, like over in America. Them go off, go.
What if we didn't know this was going to happen and suddenly everyone's bodies just let out their daily farts all in one go? Well, that's where
That's gonna
things could
hurt.
potentially get dangerous. If you're in your bedroom and let one out, or in a park away from other people, then you'd be perfectly fine. But if you're in a densely packed
I would
area,
be
then things would be very
completely
different.
fine. I think
Yeah.
I'd be completely fine. I don't leave my room.
Could you imagine going to Brisbane City?
Oh, what about the busiest place in the world? I don't know which is the busiest place, so
Times
I'd just
Square?
say probably, I don't know.
New York City, Times Square, Los Angeles, Hollywood, a lot of them.
Ah, everyone's dead,
COVID areas.
unfortunately. Unfortunately, everyone's dead. Sorry, guys. I wish you
Okay.
the best.
Yeah. Imagine standing on a hot, crowded subway where suddenly the
Oh, fuck
hundreds of
no.
passengers on board let out a giant stinker. You'd
They
have hundreds of liters
underground.
of nitrogen, hydrogen, methane, and sulfur all crowding the subway. It would be incredibly loud, and inhaling the smell would be enough to make you pass out if you're not careful. And densely populated cities like New York and Hong Kong, forgot about Hong Kong, would experience a similar effect. The millions of people tightly packed into the area would all fart and produce millions of liters of gases.
Don't forget, that subway is like underground. So you ain't
Yeah.
getting any fresh air.
And could you imagine being in like Japan, Tokyo, when it
Oh
happens?
no.
Just kiss your life goodbye due to farts.
Just imagine just putting that on a tombstone. He died from smelling his own fart.
Yeah. The
I'll
sound
probably put
coming
that
from.
online.
Oh, yeah, definitely. The sound coming from everyone's butt cheeks would make your ears ring, but being outside would definitely help to keep them from being shattered. Places like Italy and Middle East might be especially stinky, as their typical diets can produce a smellier booty burp.
Booty burp. I should start calling farts booty burps now. That just sounds funny.
But could you imagine fart everyone in the world farting so much that it makes your ears ring?
Yeah, no thanks.
Gosh. The world would become the ultimate Dutch oven. Oh God, that is so gross. Why did I even say that? Okay, let's
I don't know.
switch gears for a minute. At this point in the video, you're oh in the video. Oh, this is a script from the video that they make. At this point in the podcast, you're probably expecting everyone to die or the world to end. But with everyone fighting at the same time, that wouldn't be the case. Sure, might be some deaths and injuries from the gases and volume of the farts, but vast majority of people would be okay. Eventually, the gases would dissipate and everything would get back to normal. Not to mention, a lot of them might not even stink, as just 1% of our daily farts have any sulfur in them. And all gases we let loose wouldn't harm the planet either. Think about it. Everyone farts multiple times a day anyway. So even though we all did it at the same time, it wouldn't make much of a difference. We already expel those gases into the air every day. But what about all the methane our farts produce? Well, don't worry about that either, as 50% of farts don't produce any methane. So lighting a match wouldn't produce an epic fireball explosion out of nowhere. All
Oh,
in all, this would be smelly, loud, and gross event, but that's about it.
told you nothing would happen.
I mean, it said some deaths and injuries.
Yeah, probably my brother would die. What comes out of his asshole? Fuck, legit.
Yeah.
He could clear out a room less than 5 seconds.
You know
Trust
what's
me.
also funny?
Okay, what's funny?
We just spent like 15 minutes talking about farts.
Actually, I didn't talk about farts, you did. Where's my horse gone? Roger's gone. No. Oh, I play Minecraft, guys, and my horse Roger just disappeared.
Anyway,
Rude.
now on to the random conversation.
Random.
Oh, I heard the COVID vaccine has been made.
Almost died from a creeper.
But you know what I find funny about a COVID vaccine?
And what is that?
In a few months, they can make a COVID max vaccine, but in years, they haven't been able to make a cancer treatment thing.
I've already heard that. Well, cancer's different because think about it, there's different stages of cancers and there's different cancers. There's lung cancer, brain cancer, and all
Yeah,
that.
but still, it's crazy that they could do that in a couple
Yeah,
months.
but cancer's different too, if you think about it. COVID's just stayed the same. But I can understand if they haven't even found a cure for the common cold.
Yeah.
Englishman. See, why haven't they found a cure for the common cold? Common cold is just like fucking corona.
Well, I guess in this little random part, we should have a quick business talk about our podcast while we're here, Chloe.
Okay, yeah, just not looking out the leggy boys. Just give me a moment. Yes, leggy boys are gone.
I've got a question for you.
Okay, give me a question. I will try to answer it.
Do you personally think we should cut down our podcast episodes to one episode per week?
Well, it is still busy because we are. Christmas is always busy with our family.
Yeah, we've got a big family.
And you're going away soon for Christmas.
Yeah, so you're going to be the one that has to post it.
Yeah, wait, you're leaving me with the responsibility? Man, I'm not that trustful. Fuck those pigs. Legit. You can't trust me with a dollar in my pocket.
I have to.
Oh, don't blame me if I did something.
Do you think we should film like five podcast episodes tonight so we're five episodes ahead?
Yeah, and then just do a select date. Sort of.
So I gotta ask you something.
Again? Okay.
Do you know about the guy that's been murdered recently?
Murdered recently.
The searching up about it.
I don't say that I have.
By lethal injection, so he was.
No. I do not know. My brain ain't working with me.
It's another Black Lives Matter case.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to find out. So he's 49, okay? And
Okay.
let me see. He has children.
Okay.
And let me find more. He all had the jury members, they were all white, which haven't they made a new law for that? Like over here in Australia where they have to have like different races in the jury?
I legit do not know.
I
I
think
don't
they
look up
have
the
made
news.
that. Well, he was in this case because of his abduction, murder, and rape of 16-year-old Lisa Reen, the sister of two Texas drug dealers Hall thought may have stolen money from him. But the thing is, he
Yeah.
didn't do anything. He was in the car.
Yeah.
So, okay, let me play this out for you. The two guys who murdered the like girl and
Yeah.
I should have said this before, but trigger warning, raped her. They went in, done all that, and then they came out with money. He was in the car. The two men weren't convicted at all, but he was put on death sentence.
Wait, what?
I know. Out of 56
I
people on death row, 26 people are black, 46%, and 22 people, 39%, are white. Yeah.
that's no, that's fucked up. If I was the judge, I would have gave him a sentence as like the getaway driver. So I would have charged him as that.
Well, you know what happened? Before Trump got unelected, he sent them to that.
No. That's just fucked.
Yeah,
Because
and but do you
he
want to know
wasn't the
something?
one who thing. He was the getaway driver, nothing else, really.
And if he was white, he would have gotten away. Probably
Oh,
maybe like a
yes.
fine or like went to jail for a little while, but he would have gotten away if he was white. But
Legit. I
he did this
feel.
when he was 17, Chloe. He's 49. Well, he was 49 when he got lethally injected.
Nah, fuck that, eh? Like, I'm white, and I really do feel sorry for people who have to go through that, but fuck. And
Yeah,
some.
his name was Brendan Bernard. Oh no.
No.
Yeah.
These, nah, I hope those two have something coming towards them. I reckon there'll probably be a signatures going on telling them to go to prison or something.
What's the date today?
The 13th, I think.
Oh,
Oh, 14th,
God.
14th, 14th, because it's 12 o'clock.
Okay, well, I was just reading you about Orlando Hall, which was also a victim to Trump before he got unelected.
Oh,
Another one
Trump's
just
an
got
idiot. I
done.
feel sorry for you Americans, but you Americans are idiots too. I'm just gonna say this.
No, another one just got lethally injected because of Trump.
Yeah, well, to tell you the truth, I really do feel for you Americans, but you are an idiot. Putting crazy people as your president.
America is one of the only places that still have lethal injections. Over here in Australia, we don't have it anymore.
Oh no, I think like over in other countries do have it,
Barely any, though.
like the
America is one
Philippines,
of the
like kind of
very
those
few.
kind of things, like Philippines. I don't think it's the Philippines, but somewhere like around that area, near India kind of thingy too. It's somewhere
Yeah,
like around that.
that was one of them. That was Orlando Hill, which he was murdered. He was literally murdered recently. But I know I've read more about Brandon Bernard, which he was only murdered like 3 days ago.
The thing
He was
about it,
40.
the one thing I hate is we can let a lot of people who are like billionaires get away with a lot of fucking shit.
Vince Neil, he murdered somebody in a car accident and paid like $1 million and got away with 3 days in
See, I
jail.
reckon that's fucked. Like
Yeah.
$1 million is not going to bring the person you love back. If it was him reversed and he lost his daughter from a car accident or something, he's gonna be fucking pissed towards the people who think they would go to prison. And they would have had to pay him $1 million while that person had to go to 20 years in prison.
Yeah.
The system is crazy. Like, seriously. Like, at this point, we just need to fucking build a new system. But no, the world is too crazy for that. There's too many Karens out
Definitely.
there that will probably shut that down. Nah.
The thing is, with Brandon Bernard, he was in a gang.
Yeah. But he could have done something else that also made him go for death penalty.
He didn't kill anyone. He was one of the five gang members convicted in the Texas of killing Stacy and Todd Bagley, though. But he still didn't kill anyone. But he was 40, where the other one was 39. And he did it when he was pretty young. I remember, I'm trying to
Everyone
find.
does stupid shit when they young. I
But the
did
thing
stupid
is,
shit when I was young.
this guy, right? Brandon Bernard, he did this when he was young, and when he got sent to court, he got put in jail for like 7 years or something. But it
Yeah.
got t done down. I remember reading something about that. But then Trump was like, no, you're getting killed.
Oh,
And
fucking
then,
Trump doesn't like black people. It's so if
Yeah,
I
he's
say that
racist.
wrong and then people take that the wrong way, just putting
He's
my hand up,
racist.
I am white, but I am legit am half black. I'm white as a ghost, but I am half black. Just letting everyone know who's listening to
You've got black
this.
genes in you.
Yeah. I'm actually, I'm half
Aboriginal.
Aboriginal. Like, legit, I'm half, but I'm white as a Casper. I'm white as Casper. I'm even whiter than Casper.
Well, the thing is, Brandon, I'm trying to remember more details. He was about to be let out, but then Trump was like, "No, you're dying."
At this
He
point, you know what America needs to do? Lock Trump up and throw away the key. Throw the key into a goddamn motherfucking black hole at this point and never get the key back.
Well, even the judge that served Brandon back when he first got done was like, well, after Brandon's died, he was like, he didn't deserve that, the judge said.
He didn't. Like, he was part of the crime, but he did not commit the crime to the girls.
But the one thing that I am liking about Kim Kardashian is that she is coming forward with all these cases trying to get Trump to stop.
Oh my gosh, at this point, legit, how crazy did America
Even
have to
Kim
be?
Kardashian is smart enough to stop this. Kim
Can I just,
Kardashian.
well, you know, Americans think like they are like the top people, but legit, we're outsiders. We know how crazy you are, America. It's just letting you know. You might think you're not, but you are. You might think we're crazy, but unfortunately, you're the craziest people in the world.
I
And I don't
mean,
mean that.
sometimes being crazy is good, but when it comes to
Nope.
stuff like
Nope. I don't think
innocent people.
sometimes, like, have you seen Florida Newsman, man? They're crazy. I like them. That's the other crazy I think. Like, man fights crocodile and he says he'll do it again.
What,
That was cool. Yeah, they're
redneck?
cool,
Oh my
but
God.
sorry, but yous were an idiot too,
I
like
mean,
our
I have a
friends.
few American friends and they're really cool.
Yeah, some are cool, but some are idiots. Like,
Karens.
yeah, like legit. How, like, when we have to vote, our prime ministers get kicked out less than 2 weeks, so we don't really care about getting crazy ones. Or we don't care about who we pick. We know we probably have a fight telling him to kick him out, then he'll resign. That's how
Yes,
ours
Scott
work.
Morrison.
They don't even get into office. After 2 weeks, we basically force them out.
I feel like Scott Morrison and Donald Trump are meant to be.
Oh my gosh. I just like Donald Trump was the reason that we almost had World War III. Is anybody getting that through their head? Basically, the Americans almost went to war because of Trump. Oh my gosh, I'm sorry, but I don't
They
mean this
shouldn't have been
badly.
died. Both Orlando Hill and Brandon Bernard.
Oh, the people who raped him should have been one that basically get the death penalty.
Instead of being racist towards black people, we should be racist towards orange people.
Because Donald Trump is the only one fucking orange person.
I mean, there are some oranges.
Yeah, that's people who fucking tan weird. Unfortunately, people who like to tan till they like a carrot.
Yeah, Donald Trump.
I don't use Donald. No, what are you talking about? Donald Trump don't tan. That's his
Oh
fucking
yeah, I forgot
natural.
about that.
Get your facts straight, Brody. Shit, I almost died then. Donald Trump don't fucking tan.
Of course.
Oh my gosh. How about.
How did we get into politics?
Don't ask me. The world's fucking crazy. How about. Did you hear about this diver that got killed?
The what?
The diver?
No.
And you know the bushfires?
Yeah.
And you know how the plane comes in, swoops up the water? Well, unfortunately, his death was a horrible death.
Oh, he was in the water when they scooped it up.
Yeah, they scooped him up and he died.
Oh, damn.
He died because he basically, like, he was, I can't remember if it was a helicopter or something, but it carried him, went to a fire, and just went and dropped him over a fire. And I think maybe after the fire died, like, went, that's when they looked and found a dead diver.
Well then, that's okay.
That's a horrible way to die. Just swimming,
That's
looking
a
at the nice
whole-ass horror
fish.
story.
Literally, just looking at the nice fishies, and the next minute you're getting dropped on fire.
Yeah.
Like, you're gonna feel sorry for his family, but I'm sorry, but that's just, it's kind of funny, but I'm more sad than funny. But just the way he died, unfortunately. I
Yeah.
know I'm horrible, aren't
Well,
I?
should we end the podcast here before Chloe says way too much to ruin our podcast?
Hey, says the one who started it. Ooh, I
Anyway.
found a temple in the jungle. Yeah, go on, let's end it.
Chill. Anyway, so come back next week, Sunday for Australian time, Saturday for American time, for a podcast episode about what if
Everyone had
Bigfoot,
superpowers.
but what if Bigfoot actually exists?
He would come knocking on your door.
Okay, which one, Chloe? What if Bigfoot actually exists, or
Okay. Flip a coin. Ask Google to flip a coin. Or Siri,
okay.
whatever you want to fucking call it. By the way, guys, if I say Google, it means that I have a Samsung.
Okay,
Yeah.
heads or tails for superpowers?
Heads for Bigfoot, because Bigfoot's big, so he should have a big head.
Okay, are you ready?
Yes.
Google flip it coin. Tails.
Oh, so we're talking about superheroes. Well, it looks like, guys, next, not this week, but next week, we're talking about Bigfoot.
You said heads was Bigfoot, remember?
And you said tails. The coin landed on tails.
Yeah, which
If it
means we're
landed on.
doing superpower.
Yeah, and I said not this week coming up, next week after that one. In
Oh.
four. In 2 weeks, we'll be talking about Bigfoot. Does that
Yes.
sound better?
Yes. Okay. Thank you guys for listening. Come back next week for what if everybody had superpowers, or what if everyone could fly?
Okay, toodaloo. Merry
Bye,
Christmas.
guys. Thank you for listening.